A new investigation by WebMD and Georgia Health News looked into what happens when emergency rooms break the law and fail to care for patients in need. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll dig further into this special report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, your investigation centers around reports of emergency rooms failing to provide prompt, needed care and therefore violating the law that's meant to prevent it and meant to protect patients. So to start, can you tell us a little bit more about that law?
It's called EMTALA, which is an acronym for the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. And what it basically does is say that anybody who comes into an emergency room is entitled to not only be triaged in terms of what their medical condition, but actually have a medical screening exam and also be stabilized medically. And it also has provisions about if that patient needs additional specialized care, the original ER, the original hospital, has to provide a safe and speedy transfer to a hospital that can provide that specialized care. This has been on the books for more than 30 years now.
You and your reporting partner, Brenda Goodman with WebMD, analyzed 10 years' worth of EMTALA violations. What were some of your main findings?
Well, we found that there were about 4,000 EMTALA violations nationally over this 10-year period, and the violators represented about a third of hospitals that are operating during this period. The Southeast accounted for the highest number of EMTALA violations. We found that smaller hospitals were more likely to have violations than larger ones. In terms of deaths nationally, we found that over a 27-month period, we found at least 34 deaths that were associated with EMTALA violations, including one in Georgia where a teacher got admitted into an ER in Newton County and, according to the federal report, should have had surgery there, but that original hospital ended up transferring this teacher to another facility, and she ended up dying. And the original Newton County Hospital was cited for inappropriate transfer, among other violations.
So these sound like really serious violations. Is the federal government doing anything to intervene? Like, who is stepping in to make sure that hospitals aren't doing this, aren't breaking the law?
The federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services are stepping up enforcement. They've upped the fines for violations of EMTALA, and plus they are looking at adding investigative teams federally run to go into hospitals to investigate some of these complaints.
What are some of the reasons why this is still happening? What are some of the things that might cause a violation?
One thing that the experts say is a common problem. It mostly happens with hospitals that don't have as many financial or workforce resources as other hospitals. And that shows up in the conclusion about smaller hospitals having the greatest number of violations.
Andy Miller, Georgia Health News. Thanks so much for looking into this important subject and joining us to talk about it.
Good to be here, Lauren.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at WUGA.org or gppnews.org.